Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory
to you, O Lord. Now, the 11 remaining disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And Jesus met them there, and when they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted. But Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And remember, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." That's the good news, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I don't know how many kids we have who are watching by way of Zoom. We'll see if this will work. Today is Trinity Sunday, and sometimes some people have three different titles. You know, like, for instance, I have a title of father. I also have the title of husband. I also have the title of pastor. And I suppose I have a bunch of others, but you get the idea. I'm still just one person. Well, for the kids, I don't know if they can see this picture. The rest of you kids can answer this if you'd like. Do you know who this is? Most of you probably don't, but the kids might. This is Tobey Maguire. Now, Tobey Maguire has another title, and this might give you a hint. He is also an actor. And he is the character Spider-Man. Yes. So here's one person who has a job as Tobey Maguire. And he's also an actor. And he's also Spider-Man. Wow. Well, each of you have that possibility too, of being all kinds of things to different people. But God calls us to be one person, living our lives as He calls us to live them. And if you listen carefully today, you'll find out how we're supposed to do that. So this morning, I was reminded of a trip that we took to New York City. In New York City, one of the places we visited was Rockefeller Center. And in Rockefeller Plaza, there is a huge statue of the Greek god Atlas. And Atlas is holding up what is supposed to be the world. And he looks like he's straining to hold the world up there. It just seems so big. Well, across the street, there's St. Patrick's Cathedral. And in St. Patrick's Cathedral, right inside the entrance, there is a statue of the baby Jesus sitting on his mother's lap. And in his tiny little hand, he is holding a globe of the world, as easily as he was holding a ping pong ball. Amazing the difference between the gods of this world who are trying to hold up the world, trying to make the world work, and the Son of God who can hold it in the hollow of his hand and not have to strain or stress. This God is the one who created all things, as Johnson's poem points out, and as the book of Genesis, the first chapters point out, God created the whole thing. in a book called The Splendor of the Universe, the authors point out that our Milky Way galaxy is really fairly huge, at least as we look at it, and it has 100 billion stars. Now, if you were to think of each of those stars as a grain of sand, and they suggested if you took a construction-sized wheelbarrow, you know, those are pretty big, and you filled it and heaped it up with sand, that would hold about 100 billion grains of sand. I don't know who figured that out. That they had more time on their hands than I would. But just say that's 100 billion stars in a wheelbarrow. But what's amazing is, when you look beyond the Milky Way, there are probably 100 billion galaxies out beyond that that are even larger than our Milky Way. Imagine the God who is bigger than all of what we can see, way beyond what we can see. I remember being excited in, I think it was 1968, when the first Americans orbited the moon. Maybe you remember that? It was on Christmas Day. They had a special thing on TV, and they had the Earth on the moon's horizon as the Apollo 8 astronauts read from Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your world in all the earth. When I look at your universe, the work of your fingers, the sun and the moon, what is man that you're mindful of him? The son of man that you even care about him? They were awed, as we were all awed, to see that in outer space. And God created the whole thing. What an amazing gift God gave us. But who is this God who created all things and created so much of the big stuff? Well, in the book of Genesis, he is referred to in some places as El Shaddai. And literally, that means the God who is greater than the mountains. Because the people of that day, mountains were amazing things. And amazing things happened on them. This is El Shaddai. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkam Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, you turned the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkam Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through the years you made
the time of Christ was near, though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done in the frailty of your Son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Days to age are still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kam Kan Adonai. I will praise you till I die. El Shaddai.
This is the God whom the apostles proclaimed as they left the security of the upper room or even that mountain they were on. The God who really is. John, for instance, begins his gospel with that declaration. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What a declaration that they shared with all who would pay attention and would listen to them. Now, obviously, they had their struggles. And when Jesus gives the great commission, as he did in this gospel today from Matthew 28, it was not an easy thing for them to hear. Yes, Jesus has been given all authority in heaven and earth, but then he goes on. Now, therefore, go into all the earth, into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and I'll be with you always. Now, did you hear those words, or did they just kind of go in one ear and out the other because you heard them so many times? Huh? I want you to listen really careful. In fact, if you got your bulletin, underline those words. There isn't much room on the back of that bulletin to do much, but make sure you understand these words. Go therefore into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the commands that I've given you. Now, if you've underlined it, do one more thing. Put your name in front of verse 19. So that verse 19 for me will read, Larry, go into all the world, making disciples and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then verse 20, do the same thing. Put your name before that. So mine will read, Larry, teach them all things that I've commanded you. But then the last one you put your name in front of is probably the most important. For me, it says, Larry, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. What a promise. But, you know, we're all sensible people. We know that nothing like that comes without a struggle. There's always that kind of difficulty that comes with anything we undertake. Forming a church, keeping a church going, being a church, going out to do those things that we've never done before. But God calls us and gives us the strength to do it. We are not lost on that. Jesus says, you and I are given that opportunity, but you are also given His presence to make it happen. It reminds me of a cartoon I saw of Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown is building a birdhouse. And he tells Lucy, this birdhouse is going to be for sparrows. And Lucy says, "Nobody builds birdhouses for sparrows, Charlie Brown." Charlie Brown says, "I do. I stick up for the underbird." Well, you ever feel like the underbird? Huh? Well, join the club. Because those are the ones to whom Jesus went. Look at the Gospels. Read them again and again. The Word of God came and spoke through Jesus. And who does he go to? He doesn't go to the people in the palace. He doesn't even go to the great religious leaders. Look at who he's accused of being associated with. Tax collectors, sinners, adulterers, lepers, Samaritans, demon possessed. I mean, you name the list, it's a pretty bad list. But that's who he calls us to go to also, isn't it? Jesus gives us that commission. He doesn't ask us to just sit around and say, "Yeah, we're nice Christians. We're good people." Well, yeah, I know you're good people. I've been around you long enough to know that. You're wonderful people. But we also are called to go out and visit and meet and greet and love even those who aren't so good. But the important thing for us to keep in mind today is Jesus reminds us in this gospel that he doesn't want us to just keep the faith. If we want to do that, we just go home now and do nothing. What he wants us to do is go out and share the faith. Go, therefore, and make disciples wherever you are, among the riffraff, among the underbirds of the world. Jesus calls us and gathers us for a purpose, just as he did his 11 disciples, or 12. One of them fell away. But those 11, if you read their stories, they didn't just sit on their duffs. Most of them died a martyrdom for doing what Jesus called them to do. So, if the going gets tough, call on the one who says he's going to be here to be with you. That is, my friends, the really good news. But remember, don't just keep the faith. Share the faith. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.